Connie.
Good morning.
Good morning. Today's the connection call, right?
Yes, ma'am.
Good morning, Kodesh Tov.
Good morning, Kodesh Tov.
We'll be starting in a minute. Found through local search, and we'll be using a few different handouts. The one we will start with is titled Rosh Chodesh Nisan, and there's a hyphen between each word, and Nisan is spelled N-I-S-S-A-N. When you click on that link, scroll down about an inch to where it says steps to follow. And what we are doing this morning is that ritual that we described last night. And we will do this same ritual every day. So stay connected. Although the name of the page may change each day, and we'll do that at the beginning. There are many other places, like on the blog, Rosh Chodesh Nisan blog, that you can do a local search for, and you'll find all of the links built into that. But for most people, this is probably the easiest way to go. The first thing we do is to connect to Hashem's name in the appropriate permutation. So for the month of Nisan, that permutation is Yud-Heh-Vav-Heh. But we also connect to the name Echieh in its permutations. So that today in Nisan is Ah-Heh-Yoh-Heh. So please join with me as we say these two names repetitively. Kabel Rinat Ampasadvenu, Ahalenu Nora, Kufre Shayan, Sintet Nun. Nagibor, Dorshe Yehudha, Giva Vacham Rem, Nun Gimogalid. Yud Kaf Shin, the letters of the month of Nisan, the Dalid that created the planet Ma'atim, the planet Mars, and the He that created the constellation Taleh, the lamb or the ram. Together, the Dalet and the He represents the gematria of the number 9. And the number 9 represents creation. And this is why the month of Nisan is also known as the month of Aviv, the month that is the father of the 12 months, the creation, because the first of anything connects, and it is seed level, the father, to all. Please visualize or look at the letter He and the letter Dalet. The letter Dalet also is the word Dalet, which means doorway. And the letter He represents either the lower world, the lower He of Hashem's name, representing Malchut, representing our physical world, or it's the upper He, representing the energy store of the world that is coming. Which He are you opening the door to? Which one do you want to open to? Look at these two letters, visualize these two letters, and see the door opening onto the energy store. There are various relationships that are described in the Sefer Yetzirah. And by making connection to those relationships, we help direct where we would go within our meditations. Because we do leave the physical world, not with our bodies, but with our minds. And where will you go? Do you go to a dream world? Or do you go to a real world? Where do you go in your meditations? And the Sefer Yetzirah, with respect to the month of Nisan, the month of miracles, the month of freedom, has the tribe of Judah. And as we said last night, the tribe of Judah represents opening a doorway between the physical world and the spiritual worlds. And this applies to every spiritual person. The sense, the tribal sense, the connection is the speech, is words. And this is why we have we tell the story, the word Pesach for Passover means a mouth that speaks. This is the sense of the month of Nisan. And the controller of this month is our right foot. and my right foot represents the manifestation of sharing, being right column, and the feet being our Malchut. Now we are going to read, listen to various offerings that are given by the Nasi'im, the princes of the tribe, the leaders of each of the 12 tribes. And each one came a different day in the month of Nisan for the first 12 days of the month when the Mishkan was dedicated. And we're going to listen to those verses, which is in the Parasha of Naso. It's chapter 7 of the book of Numbers, starting with verse 1, and we will complete ourselves, I believe, at verse 17. Now, the first 12 verses deal with the communal offerings of the Nasi'im, where they all joined together and gave wagons and various other things. The wagons were to be used to transport the Mishkan when it was broken down and the people were traveling, were walking in the desert. But we're also going to listen to the donation from the Nasi'i, the Nasi, the prince of the tribe of Judah, whose name was Nachshon ben Aminadav. As you listen to the Torah reading, listen for Nachshon's name. And before we start, we will say Elishem Yehud. And no, we will say two blessings. Baruch Ata Adonai Eloheinu Melech HaOlam Asher Kiddushanu B'Mitzvotav V'Tzivanu Al Divrei Torah. Thank you for the words of Torah. Baruch Ata Adonai Eloheinu Melech HaOlam Asher Kiddushanu B'Mitzvotav V'Tzivanu La'asok B'Torah. La'asok ba'Torah means to live the Torah, to take it into our soul so that we become a living Torah.
Amen.
Of the Anabakoach, we say in a whisper. returning to the handout. And I'm scrolling down to the next step. Which is the name of Yehuda. The tribe for the day is Yehuda. And the information that we learn from this, I've mentioned already about the Yud-Heh-Vav-Dalad-Heh, the doorway that ends up the word that has the same first letter and last letter is the word Yihyeh. The first time it's used in the Torah is in Genesis chapter 1, verse 29. Its translation of Yihyeh is He will be, the future tense of the verb to be. A phrase for the tribe is the Yad Zahav, with a golden hand. And the Shorish of Yehuda is the verb Haya, to be, essence. We are what is our essence. What is our soul is our essence. What is the essence of our essence? What is the soul of our soul? Is our connection to Hashem. We can also look or learn about the name Nachshon ben Aminadav, because these names tell us things as well. And I will leave that. You can find that on the Yashem website. If you use the handout, the links are on that page. If you don't use the handout, you can go to the name form inquiry, which is underneath the two pictures on the right, the same location you find the unique astrological events. And when you open up the name form, in the first name, type in the name Nachshon, N-A-C-H-S-H-O-N. Click on that link, and you will connect to Nachshon. And then you can redo it with the name Aminadav, which is spelled A-M-I-N. A-D-A-V. And in both of those, you will find energy verses. It's either the link on the handout or the energy verses. The more you study this, the more you are connected to Nachshon ben Aminadav. The more you are taking control on this Rosh Chodesh to the month of freedom, the war against the desire to receive for oneself alone. As we continue to scroll down the handout, we find a matrix representing the contributions. And based on the Midrash, we have the consciousness of why each Nasi, each day, brings a same exact physical items as their contribution, but the reason they bring them is different. And the more we understand the consciousness of Nachshon ben Aminadab when he brought his contributions is connecting us to Hashem, to Nachshon as a channel to Hashem. And helps us take control of the month. The first item he brought was a silver bowl. And Nachshon ben Aminadav's symbol, consciousness, the bowl is a symbol for the sea. The sea surrounds the whole world. Every part of the land is surrounded by sea. And the sea resembles a dish. A dish connects to the idea of fulfillment of the people's desires, which is the responsibility of the king, who is Hashem. The silver bowl weighed 130 shekels. Yamim, a Hebrew word meaning seas, comes from the Torah, spelling on the third day when God gathers the waters into one place. The gematria of Yamim is 100. Solomon added a sea which was 30 cubits in circumference. Thus, he brought, Nachshon ben Aminadab brought a silver bowl that weighed 130 shekels. The basin is 70 shekels. The basin, in Hebrew, the word is Mizrach. And this is cognate, sounds like Mizrach, which means a ball. And the ball represents the world, which is the kingdom that Hashem rules. Why was the basin 70 shekels? In Nachshon ben Aminadav's consciousness, he brought it at 70 shekels to indicate rulership, kingship, over the 70 nations by Hashem. The overall meaning of the bowl and the basin. The Alexander of Macedon, Alexander the Great in English, would rise higher and higher until the world looked like a ball and the sea a dish. This was the dreams that he had and recorded. This is the meaning of the offering of the bowl and the basin from the Nasi of Yehuda. The bowl and the basin look like a ball, the world, and the sea a dish. He brought a gold ladle of 10 shekels. And the ladle looks like the letter Kaf, which also is a word that means palm of the hand. And this indicates the 12 Nasiim were of one thought about being involved with the dedication of the Mishkan. They came on different days, but they came together. This is a paradox that you may decide to contemplate. The meaning of the 10 shekels, why was it 10 shekels and not another amount? It was 10 to indicate the generations from Perez, the son of Tamar and Yehuda. And he is also a reincarnation of Er, the son of Yehuda. The 10 generations from Perez to King David. Each of these people, each of these 10 generations, were leaders of the tribe of Yehuda. They were all kings to the children of Israel. He brought a young bull as a burnt offering, an oleh. And this relates to Abraham Avinu, as the word bakar is used both here and in describing Abraham going to get the bull to serve his quests in the parashah. Parasha Vayera. So Nachshon ben Aminadav was bringing the bull as an ola, as a burnt offering, with the consciousness that he was connecting to Abraham. The ram as an ola, as a burnt offering. And this symbolizes Isaac, since the ram substituted as the burnt offering for Isaac at the binding. And this is why Nachshon brought a ram. He also brought one sheep in its first year as a burnt offering, an ola. And this related to Jacob, as the Tanakh says, that Jacob separated the lambs in dealing with Laban. He brought a male goat as a sin offering. And this is for Yehuda himself, who caused his father pain in the matter of Joseph being sold. And Yehuda let his father think that Joseph had been killed. So he brought this sin offering of a male goat with that consciousness of correcting the sin of Yehuda, which teaches us that we are able to correct the sins of our parents. He brought as a peace offering 2 cattle, 5 rams, 5 he-goats, and 5 sheep in the first year. In the first year means that they were less than a year old. The 2 cattle symbolizes David and Solomon. 15 other animals symbolize the 15 kings that reigned in the land of Yehuda, from Rehoboam to Zedekiah. And these are the kings of Yehuda after King Solomon. Here's some other consciousness thoughts that the Midrash suggests about Yehuda. The wagons were brought by all of the Nasim at the suggestion of Issachar. The tribe of Issachar Nasi made the suggestion, and they all agreed to bring these wagons. All of the Nasim were in agreement to bring the wagons. It wasn't an order, it was an agreement. There was no command involved. It was free choice. And the tribe of Yehuda mentions the Nasi before it's the tribe, as Yehuda is king of the nation. And this was all his consciousness as he brought these sacrifices. The rest of this page has various verses from the Zohar. So today I'm going to read verse 652 from the Parasha of Vayechi. And we'll start with the L'shem Yehud. L'shem Yehud kud shabarichu ishkinte bit hilu erchimu ud hilu ud hilu erchimu. Leyakta l'shem yudhei bovavhei v'yichuda shalim b'shem kol Yisrael limud Torah mitzvah la'asok Torah mitzvah v'ayihino am Adonai Eloheinu aleinu ma'asei yadeinu konenei aleinu ma'asei yadeinu konenehu patach Rabbi Abba v'amar v'yaset hayam motzak v'gomer Uktiv Omed Al Shene Asar Bakar Shalosha Unim Sapuna Ushlosha Onim Yama Ushlosha Onim Nagva Legomer Lechayam Alaihem Mama Allah, we gomer, ukti ve et habakar, shenayim, asar tachat, Hayam Omed Al Shene Asar Bakar Hakehu Vadai Vidayam Mitachna Beyud Bet Beetrain Almin Beetraisar Leala Ritikin Mimanan Leela Beetraisar Letata Teresar Shivtin K1 Dihama Yaakov Tikuna Aila Wechama Shekinta Kaim Likivleya Baali Ashlama Tikunaha Tara Livnohi Tire Sarvi Amar Lon Paas Paaspu Yat Kinu Karmi Kuli Ashlama Bahaim Nuta. Rabbi Abba opened the discussion with the verse, and he made a molten sea. It stood upon 12 oxen, 3 looking towards the north, 3 looking towards the west, and 3 looking towards the south, and 3 looking towards the east. And the sea was set above upon them, and 12 oxen under the sea. It stood upon 12 oxen, surely, for the sea is adorned by 12 within both worlds, the supernal world of Bina, and the lower world of the Nukva. The upper 12 are the chariots appointed from above. They are Chesed, Gevura, Tiferet, and Malchut above, the chest of Zerantin. Each including 3 together, they amount to 12, and Bina rides over them. Hence the Chesed, Gevura, Tiferet, and Malchut are considered as chariots. And the lower 12 are the 12 tribes, being Chesed, Gevura, Netzach, and Hod of the Nukva, each including 3, and together amounting to 12. The Nukva, Tiferet, between them rides over them. When Jacob saw the supernal adornment, Chesed, Gevura, and Tiferet, and the Shekhinah in front of him, which is Malchut, the secret of the 4 legs of the supernal throne, he wanted to complete the adornment, as he called for his 12 sons, and said to them, "Gather yourselves and prepare yourselves to perfect the faith. The Nukva, they should rectify themselves with the secret of the adornment of the Nukva's 12, so that the Nukva will be completed, like the Nukva above. Bina and the adornment will be completed." My commentary. Please note that Rabbi Ashlag's commentary is different regarding the 12 chariots appointed above and the 12 tribes below, specifically with respect to the Sephirot names that he describes. He describes Tiferet and Malchut above, and Netzach and Hod below. Above is up and down, the central column of the tree. Below is right and left of the tree. I'm going to let my students contemplate the meaning and reason behind this difference. If you have any questions about it after the contemplation, send me an email. There are more verses. Feel free to read them. We're going to move on due to time considerations. Our last step in this process is the Yehi Ratzon. And you can find that through a local search for the Nissan introduction. And I'm going to read that Yehi Ratzon, which is a prayer. And you'll understand from the wording of the English that I'm going to read. I'm reading the translation. Yehi Ratzon translates as, and there is desire. May it be your will, Hashem. Yud-Heh-Vav-Heh, Yod-Heh-Wah-Heh, our God and God of our forefathers, that it be considered and desired our reading of the Torah, the order of the offering of Nachshon ben Aminadav for the tribe of Yehuda, and the seal of the appropriate Sefirot from above. We read his offering, which he brought for the dedication of your holy altar. And may it be considered upon us as if we have comprehended all the secrets and all the holy names which come from the initial letters and the final letters from this holy scripture. As it is stated, may we compensate for the bull offerings with our lips. Please enlighten us and all of Israel, our brethren, all the holy sparks and all the holy lights, which are included in the holiness of this tribe, and which are vested in the holiness of this tribe, to understand and to discern your Torah, and to fear you with awe of Hashem's grandeur, to do your will as you desire all the days of our lives, we and our children and our children's children, representing three incarnations of our own soul. And just as in this month you redeemed your nation, the tribes of your inheritance from the iron furnace from Egypt, that narrow place, and you recalled with love the beginning for the name and the beauty to the names of the ancestors' tribes, for the miracles, the deliverance, the mighty feats, the acts of rescue that you have performed for them. So too, Hashem, He Yud He Vav, He Yo He Wav, our God and God of our forefathers, your flock in mercy, consider and remember for us the original love of the tribes of Hashem in this exile which has befallen us, the tribe of Yehuda in pressure and in pain. And just as they gave thanks to Hashem for his kindness during the exile from Mitzrayim in the merit of Yehuda, so too do we thank you, Hashem, our God and God of our forefathers, for the redemption and for the saving of our souls in the merit of Yehuda, king of our brethren. For the scepter will not depart from Yehuda, nor the ruler's staff from between his feet. His descendants will be eternal, and his throne like the sun be before you. O Hashem, in his beauty, O King, in his beauty, may our eyes witness and our hearts rejoice. May you rule, O Hashem, our God, speedily over all your creations, upon Mount Zion, the dwelling place of your glory, and in Yerushalayim, the city of your temple. As it is written in your holy words, Hashem shall reign forever, our God for each and every generation. O Zion, praise God. And it was said, for dominion is Hashem's, and he rules over the nations. And deliverers shall ascend Mount Zion, to me, too, for justice, to put justice on those from Mount Esav, and also the kingdom will be Hashem's. Hashem will then be king over the entire world on that day. Hashem will be one, and his name will be one. May they find favor in the utterances of my mouth and the thoughts of my heart before you, Hashem. Kabel Yushma Tishakenu Yawaida Ta'alumot, my rock and my redeemer. Accept Shavaitnu, our cry, and hear our wail, you who knows all that is hidden. And may all of us say, Amen. That's the end of the ritual. Are there any questions? Have a beautiful Rosh Chodesh today. And we will have classes today at 4:30 for a mini Zohar. And at 7 o'clock, continuing our preparations for the Passover holiday. Tomorrow morning at 8 a.m. West Coast time, we will do another ritual, connect to another Nasi, and take control of the month of Iyar. Shalom to all.
Shalom, thank you. Kodesh Tov.
Thank you. Shalom.